The country just went a little darker yesterday when Eskom announced that load shedding will rise to stage 6 yesterday evening. COO Jan Oberholzer said the utility lost 10 units at stations including Madupi, Tutuka, Duva and Kendal. Eskom's acting head of generation, Rulani Matabula, said if employees return to duty soon, the entity would be able to restore the majority of capacity lost. Joining us on the line, we have energy analyst Ted Blom. Ted, a very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you.
Do we have clarity? We see Minister Gordon saying that the strike is over. Some reports suggesting that the unions are saying not really.
Okay, so, I mean, this whole issue of the current load shedding has been precipitated by Eskom's own poor, unethical behavior. I think that's the starting point. As everybody knows, Eskom is classified as an essential service, and the strikes are thus not forbidden. But it doesn't help much when Eskom goes to the Collective Bargaining Forum, the CBF, and walks out in the first meeting and says we're not talking any further. What do they expect Labour to do? I mean, this is an institution. It's been running for many, many years. And Eskom did something very similar last year. There's a deadlock, and I'm involved with that court case regarding last year's increases, where Eskom got money from NERSA, 5.4%. But then didn't give that money to the workers. They used it to pay bonuses and debt and all sorts of other stuff. So already there's an acrimonious situation between Labour and Eskom. But certainly in this last week, on the instruction of the CEO, the Eskom delegation walked out of the first bargaining forum meeting. That's not the way you to engage with Labour. More so when your laborers are told they cannot strike. So what it boils down to is a very arrogant attitude by the Eskom leadership. And you know what? It's now come back to bite them on the bum.
What about
That's the part that the minister and the Eskom leadership have not told the public, that this has been precipitated by their own bad, unethical behavior.
Now, what about all the reports saying that the striking workers were intimidating those who were not striking, they were getting involved in acts of criminality, and what about the court ruling declaring the strike illegal?
Well, everybody knows the strike is illegal because Eskom is an essential service. So what the people did, and of course, in any crowd, there are always some so-called unruly elements and whatnot, but it's through fear. If you take away the ability to negotiate, you take away the ability to strike, okay, Eskom walks out in bad faith. What do you expect the workers to do? You expect them to stand around the power station and smile at you while the bullies at Eskom just carry on doing whatever they want to do. There's got to be an outlet, a pressure valve, one way or the other, that allows workers to say, hey, guys, you are not towing the line. You may be the big bosses, but the fact of the matter is we are in a consultative bargaining forum and we will sit this out until we come to a solution. You can't have the CEO tell the Eskom delegation, stuff those guys, we're not talking to them anymore. What do you expect? People are going to retaliate. I would retaliate. Your own children will retaliate if you block them off and put their backs to the wall.
So, Ted, where are we now in terms of the blackouts and in terms of the load shedding? Are we likely to overcome the stage 6 situation and go back to stage 4 soon?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think in good faith, the two larger unions, NUM and NUMSA, have asked their workers to go back on the basis of a promise by Eskom and the minister that they will now come back to the bargaining forum and start negotiating in good faith. And this is the part that the government is, and Eskom is not telling you, is that they created the bad faith by walking out of the CBF, the Consultative Bargaining Forum. People only hear one side of the story and they say, oh, those arrogant workers, fire them, shoot them, do all sorts of things to them. But the fact of the matter is, it's supposed to be a balanced forum where Labour has a voice, the employer has a voice, et cetera, et cetera. If you cut that voice off, then what do you expect? I mean, do you think the workers are going to behave like Father Christmas and stand there with big smiles on their faces? So I foresaw this coming. I deliberately kept quiet because, as I said, I'm involved in last year's bargaining, which is now a year old and still hasn't been resolved again because Eskom has lied to the bargaining forum. So in that forum, all three unions, Solidarity, NUMSA and NUM, are involved. So you must ask yourself, why are all the unions involved in a court case or a hearing against Eskom? To put all the blame on the workers, and believe you me, I don't carry a card for the workers. I think a lot of them are well paid and some of them are probably overpaid. But the fact of the matter is, if you agree to engage, then you agree to engage on an ethical basis, not an unethical basis. And then to go public on TV and say, don't worry, people, the matter's been resolved, is another lie. Because all that's happened is they've come back to the forum, they said, we'll carry on negotiating, and we'll make an offer to you. And they know that the whole process is that the leaders of the union don't make the decisions. They go back to their members and says, okay, but despite Eskom's bad unethical behavior last week, they've come back and they've pleaded for you to come back to work, and this is what they're offering you. And that will happen on Friday.
All right. Dan, as always, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.